Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's all I plan to do.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brad Pitt's weird relationship is over, and Reese Witherspoon talking about running for office. It's all brought to you in the Schmig by Club Fitness. To celebrate the opening of our new Ellisville location, join in October for 21-cent enrollment. First, though, we're going to talk about The Masked Singer. If you did not watch last night, spoiler alert, Lips ended up being unmasked, and it was...
Wendy Williams! The amazing, legendary, Emmy-nominated talk show host, queen, best-selling author.
Legendary again, Tim.
I will give it to Wendy Williams way more than Brian Austin Green, though. If I had just heard that, I wouldn't have thought anything of it.
Yeah.
Right. Wendy Williams is much closer to legendary.
Yeah, and then he went on and, you know, more were like Emmy-nominated, queen. Yes, okay. She's going through something right now, and people can't figure it out. I didn't mention it last week, but during one episode of her show, she was like trailing off and not staying on topic, and a lot of people couldn't believe that they actually let that show air.
Really?
As is.
She had an issue, wasn't it, a couple years ago, similar to that?
Yeah.
Dehydration or something?
I don't know. Something's going on.
So that was recent.
Yeah, it was like last week. So I don't know what is going on with Wendy Williams. But I do know what's going on with Sam Smith. Sam Smith admitted hair transplant surgery.
I was losing my hair here about 2 years ago. And so my hairdresser, Paul, basically said, do you think it would be a good idea for me to get a transplant and to look into it? And I looked into it, and I have had a hair transplant. How stunning is it?
He also said, Sam Smith said, if I was bald, I would still own it too, because bald is beautiful. But hair transplant for Sam Smith.
But I'm not.
Yeah, right.
I look great. Good for him.
Yeah.
And he's right. It is stunning.
Yes. Reese Witherspoon talking on a podcast about how she may run for political office someday.
Boo!
And then she joked, but I'm sure Tim would agree with this. She said, yeah, I mean, our standards have become very low in this country. Referring to her running for political office.
Yeah. Not and a chance, Reese. I will do whatever it takes to stop you.
Wow. Would you run against her?
Yes.
Okay.
That would be one of the few things that could get me to run for any type of office whatsoever would be to stop Reese Witherspoon. Not that I could. I'm not right. Under any delusion that people, oh, Jim Gomey's in the ring.
Right. What's your obligation?
I would do what I had to do. I'd probably find a... I'd come up with some plan, guys.
Thank you.
I'd probably have to quit radio just to fight Reese Witherspoon getting in office. But.
And we would, too, because we'd have to be your campaign staff,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I would love it. Sounds like a sitcom.
Okay, good. I think they already did it. It's called Veep.
Kevin, you can't spend campaign funds on potato chips.
Brad Pitt and Nicole Podorowski You remember the 27-year-old German model?
Yeah, who was married, right?
Yeah, she's married. And they apparently have an open relationship. So she was dating Brad Pitt. They've called it quits. And apparently their relationship was never that serious. Well, yeah, she's married.
Right.
Yeah.
It's over. And yeah, she...
No, it's for the best. It's really for the best. They can both move on.
Yeah. That's Entertainment Schmig. More around 8:30. More online at Y98.com, including you can see Sam Smith as they talk about their beauty regimen and hair transplants. That's online as well. Lance Hildebrand coming up with traffic in just a few minutes.
I can still shut down.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness to celebrate the opening of our new Ellisville location. Join in October for 21-cent enrollment. Whoo! A lot to cover. Let's start with the Jonas Blessing. Have you heard about this?
No.
Nick Jonas wants to take credit for the Dodgers winning the World Series. And it's kind of, I don't know. Okay. He broke down this theory. And you have to back up to September 22nd, 2019. That was the day the Jonas Brothers played in Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes went to that show. A few months later, he and the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Exhibit B. Lewis Hamilton, race car driver, went to see the Joe Bros in Paris February 22nd. Just last week, he won his 92nd Grand Prix, the most of all time. And finally... Who was at their show December 10th in Arizona? Cody Bellinger. Cut to this week when the Dodgers win the World Series. He said, it's the Jonas Blessing for all you athletes out there who want to win. The key to success is to come to a Jonas Brothers concert. It's basically the reverse of the Drake curse.
Okay, but the Jonas Brothers play arenas, so there's all kinds of people there. Like, do you know all the losers that went and saw right, the Jonas Brothers that nobody's talking about?
Exactly right.
That's his follow-up book, the loser theory.
It's like they all ate pizza the month that they won the championship.
I know. It's a stretch, but some people are buying into it. He just wants to, you know, just wants to sell more concert tickets when they finally come back. Lily Collins speaking out after some people are criticizing her Netflix show, Emily in Paris. Some of the critiques include Emily's expensive wardrobe, scenes filled with cliches, and, you know, just overall bad acting.
That was just from this show.
Yeah, I know. I was early on the criticizing train, so I am proud of that.
She said, as disheartening as it is sometimes to read these things, it's also a gift. You're being allowed to improve. Yeah, I don't know. Some people might not gas you after watching Emily in Paris. Harry Styles. This is an amazing story, but also a little frustrating. So, Harry Styles, driving around London, his car breaks down. So, imagine this dad's surprise when he knocks on his door and asks if he can wait inside this guy's house until the tow truck shows up.
What?
The guy lets him in, and Harry discovers that this guy's daughter is a huge Harry Styles fan. She's apparently at school, so she misses all of this. While Harry's waiting for the tow truck, Harry feeds her fish, leaves a note for her, signs her Harry Styles button, and her head explodes. He's like, sending you all my love. Sorry we missed each other. Until next time. Can you imagine? And like, also, what's this dad doing? You get on the phone and you have somebody pull your kid out of school. I'm sorry. It's like, oh yeah, by the way, Harry Styles was at our house. There's a picture of Harry, who by the way is like totally decked out. He's all dressed up, feeding this girl's fish. It's hilarious.
I wonder if she... I'm sure that dad took pictures. Otherwise, I can't see her believing
Right.
her dad.
Right.
Because first of all, even it's starting with, oh, Harry Styles' car broke down. Harry Styles' car doesn't break down.
Right.
Well, apparently it did. And fans...
like, I think it's the battery. Like, Harry Styles...
one of the belts has been giving me trouble. I knew this was bound to happen.
The funniest thing out of all of this is that all of these fans are now declaring that they will always keep their rooms clean in case Harry Styles wants to come in to their house.
Oh, that's great.
Kim Kardashian, you want to talk about her $1 million birthday trip? She flew her family and friends on a private jet to a private island. She went to Tahiti for her 40th birthday last week.
The memes are so funny. Because what was the phrasing that she put in the tweet before when she tweeted the pictures?
It was like, something and blessed. Like,
yeah, after 2 weeks of quarantine and being careful, I was so blessed to be able to bring my inner circle to an island vacation where we could just feel normal for a couple weeks. And people are just blasting her.
I know.
Patton Oswalt did well. Everyone's using basically the exact same caption, but then different pictures. Patton Oswalt was same caption and then a picture of Marlon Brando from the island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little out of touch.
And quick little note about the latest Borat movie. So all of the people who interact with Borat and his daughter are unaware. They are not in on the plot at all. And the only redeeming character in this film is a woman named Janice Jones. She is just sweet. She gives Borat's daughter a pep talk. And she really, like, talks to Tutar and is like, listen, you need to get your life together. And it's just a really sweet scene. Janice didn't know who Borat was, didn't know anything about this. Apparently the filmmakers reached out to her church and her pastor said she would be the perfect person to help with this documentary. He didn't even realize it was a Borat documentary. She made $3,600 for this movie. That's it. She was amazing. She's the best part of this film. So her pastor set up a GoFundMe for her because she's been out of work because of COVID. And as of last night, it raised more than $105,000.
Great success.
I know. Janice. She was a little salty when she found out that she had been tricked because she's been worried about Tutar for months. I mean, she like has been up at night.
Who is Tutar?
It's Borat's daughter.
Oh.
So she's like, she's been like sick about this girl. And then she finds out that it was all a big hoax.
They should do a fundraiser for all the people who were tricked into being an Emily in Paris because clearly.
Malone on the Wake Up. It's time now for celebrity birthdays. Famous people born today, October 29th. We'll start off with a lady who you know now as Joyce Byers on Stranger Things, but you remember her from Beetlejuice. You remember her from Edward Scissorhands and Heathers. How old is Winona Ryder?
How do I get to you? How do I find you? What should I do?
Winona forever.
50?
49.
49 is correct. Nice. All right, we'll move on to someone who you'll see a lot on Blackish because she's one of the stars, and she's also Diana Ross's daughter. How old is Tracy Ellis Ross?
This is too much for anyone, especially you. You're fragile.
Older or younger than Winona? I think they're close. I think she's 47.
I was going to say. I'll say 46.
45.
48.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she shares a birthday with Gabrielle Union, Dwayne Wade's wife. And you remember her from Bring It On. She's also 48.
And she's got that new show. It's a Bad Boys 2 spinoff. It's she and Jessica Alba.
Right.
looks bad.
Didn't that start as a streaming show, and then because, you know, a lot of shows got shut down production-wise, it moved to, is it on Fox?
Oh, yeah, it feels like Fox, yeah.
All right, your next birthday, from The Goodbye Girl to Mr. Holland's Opus to Jaws and so many other things. How old is Richard Dreyfuss?
I pulled a tooth the size of a shot glass out of the rectal of a boat out there, and it was the tooth of a great white.
You other than Jaws, you chose very strange Richard Dreyfuss references.
Mr. Holland's Opus?
Is that like a... I mean...
That
was a big movie.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
The American President? Could I have gone there?
I don't know. I guess he's in quite a career.
Yes. Yes. The Goodbye Girl? I think he won an Oscar for that.
I don't know what that is.
And that one also co-starred St. Louis and Marsha Mason.
75.
Yeah, I was thinking around that. 74.
73.
73 is correct. All right, and we'll end birthdays with former American Idol judge, and he also played for Journey. How old is Randy Jackson?
All right, so, yo, dog, there's some good stuff and some bad stuff here. All right, here we go.
I think back, he rejoined Journey. Yeah, he's in Journey.
Yeah, he's back
now.
In Journey.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, so American Idol is like almost 20 years old, and he was not young when he was on that show.
60.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm going to say 65.
62.
59.
Wow.
Whoa. Happy birthday if you're celebrating today.
Lance.
Yeah. Everyone's just stunned at Randy Jackson's birthday.
I understand that.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!